searching for you in a shitstorm. I'm going blink blank in a shitstorm. In the think tank, I'm a loud bomb. Here we go. Smoke. We'll be right back.
Zulu. My name is Reed. I am your host. We're located here under Ground Zero. We started tonight's episode with a public service announcement by the Coat Hangers. It's on their brand new LP called The Devil You Know. They were followed by Guided by Voices doing Blink Blank. That's from the Space Gun LP. It came out last year, 2018. And Robert Pollard, who has always been known as a very prolific songwriter, is apparently has his second wind because he has issued 3 studio LPs and a live album in the last 2 years. So it's kind of hard to keep up with him. Dead Boy and the Elephant Man did What the Stars Have Eaten. That's from 2006. A CD called We Are Night Sky. It's with Dax Riggs, of course. And in this lineup, just drummer Tess Burnett, just a duo. They were followed by Dead Moon doing Demona from the Unknown Passage LP in 1989. And I just found out a couple months ago that Fred Cole, the lead singer of the band, died in November 2017 at 69. I had no idea. I saw online a very nice obit that came out at the time by the New York Times, so it did not go unnoticed. And if you don't know Fred Cole, he was one of the true believers of rock and roll. Rock and roll the hard way. He virtually lived in a van, touring the U.S. and especially Europe, because he was the band Dead Moon was a huge hit in Europe, especially Germany. And he was in the Weeds and the Lollipop Shop in the 60s, and became the Rats and Dead Moon, and then Zipper and Desperate Edge and Western Front. But I think Dead Moon was probably his most famous lineup, and that song was called Demona. And then we had The Basement Wall doing Never Existed. They were from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Only had 145, came out in 1967. But since then, the band has been on many compilations and anthology albums. And this one I picked up from the Green Crystal Ties series that came out on Collectible Records. And it's actually version 2, so I'm assuming the 45 sounds a little bit different. Up next, the Dirties. We'll be right back.
Please let me love you and it won't be round. Please and we love you, and it won't be wrong.
Okay, we started the set with the Dirties doing Dirties Boogie from 1997 from the You Should Be Sinning LP. The Dirties are not to be confused with last episode's The Dirtiest, who are from Italy. The Dirties are Michiganders. The Big Boys did Thin Line from the first studio LP they issued in 1980. The Seeds did The Other Place with a sax solo. I think it's the only song the Seeds ever issued with a saxophone on it. It was the flip side of the Try to Understand 45 that came out in 1966. It was never put on one of their albums, but now it's all over the place with these reissues. The Bobby Fuller Four did She's My Girl, 1965. It appeared on the KRLA King of the Wheels LP. And we finished up with The Birds, It Won't Be Wrong, from the Turn, Turn, Turn LP, 1966, a song written by Roger McGuinn. Although, actually, I think he was still Jim at the time. It wasn't until 1967 when a guru in Indonesia told him that a new name would vibrate better with the universe, or so the story goes. Jim McGuinn? Roger McGuinn. Makes perfect sense to me. These are the Blasters.
When you touch my hand and you talk sweet talk, I get a knocking in my knees and a wobble in my walk, and I'm trembling. And I'm shaking. And talk romance. My heart starts doing a St. Vitus dance, and I'm panting and I'm shaking. Early in the morning time, late in the middle of the night, whenever this chill comes over me, I wanna hug you with all of my might. And I'm sweating and I'm shaking. Fever, I've been told, makes your head spin around and your feet run cold. I got fever and I'm shaking. Feel like I've been run through the mill. I can't move around and I can't stand still. I'm so jittery and I'm shaking. Samson was a mighty good man, strongest in his day. And then along came Delilah and clipped his wig, and it looks like it took me the same old way. So I'm nervous and I'm shaking. Storm rocks a ship on the sea, the wind shakes the leaves on a tree. I'm like a nervous wreck, I'm all shook up, and that's what you are doing to me. Cause I'm jumping and I'm shaking. And I'm jumping and I'm shaking. Shaking, 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 shaking. Oh yeah, I'm shaking. Shaking, shaking, oh yeah, I'm shaking.
Thank you. go home.
Smile.
Has anybody got a smile for sale?
Smile.
I tried it on my own, I'd only fail.
But I haven't got the time for better days. Can't eat the cake, I'll lick the bowl.
Can't you see what I'm trying to say? I live on the bottom of the soul.
So go plum cuckoo if I can't have you. I'm cuckoo if I can't have you.
Is all I, nowhere to run, dress. Don't leave much to guess. Guess who's gonna get you tonight? Get you tonight. Heartbeats increasing, hips moving in time. And then she said, it's time for bed. Guess who's gonna get you tonight? Get you tonight. Run away at 17, educated in the streets. People think you know no good, but like sugar, sugar, you're so sweet. Some like blondes, some like brunettes. Guess he's gonna get you tonight. Get you tonight. Midnight, city lights. There's magic in your eyes. It's a chance, looking for romance. Guess who's gonna get you tonight? Get you tonight. Get you tonight. Gonna get you tonight.
That was the Troggs doing Get You Tonight from the Trog Tapes LP 1976, written by guitarist Richard Moore, who just wails on that guitar riff. Great tune, although is it a little too rapey here in the post-Me Too world? Before that, the Rolling Stones did What to Do, which came out on the British version of the Aftermath album, but not on the US version. It's in mono, as God intended. Before that, Tito and Tarantula did Darkness from 2008. Dale Hawkins did Lulu. And I have no idea when that issued. If it did, I've got it on a compilation album here, and it doesn't tell me. This could have been a studio outtake or something. It did not appear on a 45. Maybe somebody out there knows the answer to that question. Before that, The Music Machine did Bottom of the Soul from a Warner Brothers 45 issued in 1968. And we started the set with the Blasters doing I'm Shakin', 1981, a song written by Rudy Toombs, first performed by Little Willie John in 1960. You might remember him from his biggest hit, Fever. And let's see, I think that's all I have to say about that set. Up next, Jack Oblivion and the Sheiks.
I'd like to understand just why I feel like I have been through hell. But you tell me I haven't even started yet to live here. You've got to give more than you get. That I know. But I said it's alright. I'd like to understand today. Then maybe I would know who I was when I was, when it was yesterday. The seasons and the reasons are on display. And I know, they just seem to clutter up my mind. And if it's mine, throw it away, throw it again. One's for my girlfriend. So many voices, don't let them stop between my ears. But it appears that there they are, though they're wrong, 10,000 strong. Oh, yeah. I'm locking my heart in the closet.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, we started that set with Jack Oblivion and the Sheiks doing Downtown from their Lone Ranger of Love LP 2016. Before that, the Undertones, Did I Know a Girl, 1979. Love, Did Your Mind and We Belong Together, 1968. That issued on a 45 that came out after the Forever Changes album. The Breeders did Wait in the Car. That's new. New album called All Nerve, issued in 2018. The 45s did The Devil Beats His Wife from Fight Dirty, 2002. And we finished up with Fear from the Have Another Beer with Fear LP that came out in 1995, but a song that perhaps captures the national zeitgeist. Fuck you, let's rodeo. Well, that's going to do it for today's show. I'm glad that you made it through to the end with me. Stay tuned for future episodes of Radio Zulu. You can find right here undergroundzero.net. And until next time, good night, everyone.